Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. That is also the ticket text number as well. Last night, the Boston Celtics were able to beat the Miami Heat 127-102. And they did so without one of their players, not a starter, but Derek White is a pretty good player, really good defensive player. They acquired him around the trading deadline from the San Antonio Spurs. Now, at the time, they weren't quite sure whether Al Horford was going to play because he had missed, you know, the first game due to COVID, and he was cleared. Marcus Smart was going to play. So maybe the fact that Derek White did not play last night. Derek White did not play because he had to go back to Boston for his wife delivering their first child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that they won the game handily without him might change people's opinions. I don't know. You know, you might give him a more of a pass because they obviously didn't need him. This might not be a popular opinion, but there are times, look, being around when you're your first child is born, being around your wife, it's very important. I would never deny that. But I don't know. You're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
This is not a regular season game. This is not a first-round game. You don't have a series lead. You lost your first game. This is a vital, vital game. And I think you have to be with your team. That's how I feel personally. If you disagree, I understand. There are times where sometimes jobs do take precedent. And this is one of them, in my opinion. Now, John, I'll wait for you to chime in because you are a professional athlete.
Was.
You had teammates. I understand that. You had teammates, probably went through similar situations. Now, granted, it's a little different in today's world than it was even when you played. Even back when I was born, you know, I think my father was there, but it was not. Men miss, you know, births all the time.
Even when I was born.
Yeah. Men miss births all the time because they work. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of men who miss births now because they're overseas.
Were you friends with Adam or Eve?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no. Exactly. Even later than that, me and Ben Franklin, we hung around Philly together.
Yeah.
You thought he invented electricity? It was me.
Yeah, you were holding
I gave
the
him the key. I was the key master.
Hey, Stoney, run over that way in the storm.
All right. But 248-539-9797. I think Derek White made the wrong decision. It didn't hurt them now because they won. But you're in the Final Four. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think you got to be there with your team. If you're an important player.
Right.
I remember, Gov, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember what year, there was a time where Steve Eiserman's wife, Lisa, was due with one of their kids during the playoffs. And it was like touch and go. We talked about it on the air. Should he be there? Should he not? And the point was moot because she gave birth on an off day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know.
So, from my perspective, and I know that you can't always plan things out exactly how you want them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they plan to have a baby at this time. All my first four were planned to have in January so that even if I had to miss the first couple of moments or the first month, if you know the season went well, I would be there for the entirety of the first basically 6 months of that child's life and be around to participate more than if it happened during the season. Mm-hmm. And on, can you, do you remember what happened February 5th, 2006?
February 5th, 2006. No, there was probably a Super Bowl.
It was the Detroit Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and Lucy's due date when we received it was February 5th, 2006. And obviously there's only two teams. Everybody on the other 30 teams have, you know, dreams, and before the season starts, that you think you're going to be in the Super Bowl. And you have these discussions before they become discussions. And I don't know if Derek White and his significant other, they discussed this. This is a decision right. They made a long time ago. That great. And it worked for them. That's great. For us and my wife at the time, we knew that if, you know, we were fortunate enough to make it to the Super Bowl, that if Lucy was going to arrive at the same time, I was playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I would arrive at, you know, when I could. We also knew that there was a chance we could induce or we could schedule an induction so that it didn't interfere with the game. Now, I know, hey, game seven, you know, seven game series, you don't necessarily know when they are, but I would imagine that he has enough pull to be able to say, hey, we had a game on Sunday. Could we induce this on Monday?
Right. Originally, the due date was going to be May 22nd, which I believe is Sunday.
Right. Yes. And so if they don't want to go that route, they want everything to happen naturally. I get that as well.
I would imagine most women don't want to go that route. If they can avoid it, you don't. I mean, I didn't want to be induced.
Right.
I was. I didn't want to be, though.
Yeah.
Now, they had the baby. From what I understand, everything's fine. Now, we don't know if there was a medical situation where...
Right, there's a lot of variables that go into this, and each individual makes their own decision.
Correct. And I'm not trying to rip him. It might come off that way. I just, for me, and it's just me, everybody can have their own opinion, and there's no... I don't think there's a wrong... You know, if you disagree with me, that's fine. I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Right.
For me, there are certain things about being in that profession where... It kind of takes over. And the playoffs, especially in that situation.
Here's the other variable as well, is that there's so many other, and I'm not taking into account fans.
No.
Any of the, I'm taking into account the other 11 guys that are on your basketball team. The coaches, those that have, you know, you've been a part of this team the entire time. Now, all of a sudden, you're not. Like, that to me is...
Well, you can make the same analogy to a marriage.
Yeah, your family, your wife, your children, your whoever is in your family, I think comes above everything.
I don't disagree with that, but when you become involved with an athlete and you are in that situation, there are certain things that come along with it.
I agree with you guys in that, and I'm sure they had a conversation about it and they discussed what they both wanted to do in this situation, what was going to be best for them. I agree with you. I think when you're married to a professional athlete, you probably understand some of these things that are coming with it. But I also think there is nothing above your family. And it's his first baby. That, I'm telling you, the best day of his life is the day that his wife gave birth. Should you disagree? I don't know.
John, you ready? Top five.
The birth of your kid at winning the national championship.
It's a top five.
Birth.
Wow. And maybe it's different for the mamas.
Lucy's your oldest, right?
Yeah.
Lucy's birth or beating Washington State for the national championship.
If I had to choose which one to be at,
yes,
I'd be at the national championship.
This is all, for me, it really comes down to personal choice, but I'll admit hypocrisies because, look, first off, with him yesterday, I was talking to Paul in a break, and even, you know, he made the decision before Horford and Smart were playing.
Yeah.
Now, with those two playing, I didn't think it was as big of a deal. But if those two weren't playing, then I kind of feel like he's needed, and I just... In the end, I have to respect the personal choice between the man and the wife, right, or girlfriend.
Right. I respect what he did. I would have acted differently personally.
I mean, some women don't want their man in there.
Yes.
Just, some men can't be in there because of the things you see.
Yes.
The things you see? Come on, guys.
What are your girlfriends going through?
My God.
I can guarantee you there's somebody in our audience that did not go in because they couldn't take it.
I've heard of that.
Heather, I know. It's not my opinion. It's not me. I'm just saying.
I know it's true, but come on, guys. Suck it up.
Let's go to Vern in Detroit. What's going on, Vern?
See, you guys are the reason why Father's Day gets disrespected. This is why we get ties. This is why we get $5 shirts, because of you gentlemen in that room right now. I'm trying to make Father's Day great again, and you guys are shirking your responsibility. I totally agree with Heather, because these jobs, these teams, they will cut you and fire you at the drop of a hat, and you are sitting there like, I gave my all, I missed this day. Like, you know, I take my role as a father, like, very seriously, and I believe that there's nothing that takes precedence over family issues. You know, that's one of the reasons I have such the utmost respect for people in the military, because they can't make these choices when they're overseas and things like that. So when you reflect back on some of these decisions, I'm like, man, I gave my all for that game, but I missed the birth of my child. I was in the delivery room like Pudge Rodriguez. I was ready to catch. I was in there.
look, Vern, I respect it, but let's say hypothetically, like, I was at mine, and it was one of the great days of my life. Absolutely. But if I wasn't, let's say I was in Lakeland covering spring training because my kids were 6 weeks early,
yeah,
and I couldn't have been there, would that have affected my life? I don't think so.
No.
But for me, you know, I believe that we, you know, there are some things that we look back on like, man, I wish I would have. And that, for me, the birth of my children was the greatest day of my life.
Okay. Yes.
I've always wanted kids. I think it's amazing sometimes the process of birth. Like, this is a piece of me making its entrance on the earth. For me, there's nothing else more important than that. Because I've seen so many people dedicate and give their all to a job or a profession, and then that profession discards you like, you know, like you're garbage. And then you have so many instances where you look back, man, I wish I could have, because, you know, children and, you know, you grow up missing certain things like, man, I wish my parents would have been there. It may not be a big deal, but it still matters.
You make great points, and we appreciate the call.
Let me ask, what if it's June 3rd, 1990, and Isaiah Thomas misses a game?
Right.
Game 7 of the East Final.
All right, we have some ticket texts. Putting sports above family is a joke. Family first, basketball is a game. Well, it could be any job. It's not just a game. It's your profession, okay?
It is your
job.
But
I'm not going to disagree with that. Work never, ever takes precedent over family. Can't even believe you said that, Stoney. Could be traded or dropped next year, but his family will still be there for him. That's true, but if he was not there, his family is not going to hold it against him. Dad, 35 years ago, you weren't there. You were playing in the NBA.
You've been there every day since, but you weren't there for that one.
Yeah. And yeah, by the way, what's worse? If he's there at the birth and then is, you know, a deadbeat dad later in life? I mean, come on. And I'm not, believe me, let's don't get this wrong. I'm not saying or predicting that Derek White or anybody else is going to be a deadbeat dad. When you start choosing work over family, you need to rethink your priorities. Seriously. Super Bowl is a little different than one game during a series. What if John had to miss a couple plays in the Super Bowl? White can still play in the playoffs. Okay, I get that. But you're down to the Final Four. My wife was induced, and she took 36 hours to have it still. Not everything goes smoothly. These men are playing a game. It's no different than any profession. And finally, if you are a professional athlete, there is absolutely no excuse to miss a game unless it's the death of a parent. The birth of a child is absolutely no reason to miss a professional sporting event, even regular season. That kid ain't going nowhere. You're going to have it the rest of his life. You're providing for it better than 99.99999% of the people out there. Do your job. Because of your job, that kid is going to be able to be provided for in a great way, too.
And possibly that kid's kids.
That's from Bill in New England.
Although he would never mention the money.
No.
97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.